The time-honored way of reaching agreement on a state budget has been for the governor and the two majority party legislative leaders to meet for hours and sometimes days on end privately in the governor's office to hash out a spending plan behind closed doors. It's become known as three men in a room. There has never been a woman governor or majority party leader in New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo has made extensive use of the practice, and in his State of the State speech this year, he even joked about the closeness of the three players. He announced more foreign trips to China, Mexico, and Cuba this year and invited the leaders along after the three made a visit to Israel last year. As part of his PowerPoint presentation, Cuomo displayed a photoshopped image of himself and the Senate and Assembly leaders all wearing sombreros.
And this year we're going to be our own version of the Three Amigos, a little different than the past, but the same basic idea. So we will ride again.
Since Cuomo gave the speech on January 21st, one of the three is already gone. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was arrested, charged with a multi-million-dollar fraud scheme. He resigned and has been replaced. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who brought the charges against Silver and who is continuing several probes of corruption in state government, gave a mocking critique of the secretive three-men-in-a-room process during a recent speech at NYU Law School. Bharara says he finds it odd that insiders make light of the matter.
It's weird to me, a little bit, that officials and writers joke about it good-naturedly, as if they're talking nostalgically about an old sitcom coming up after Happy Days. It's three men in a room. Or like it's a hijinks comic movie involving a baby with Ted Danson and Tom Selleck and Steve Guttenberg changing diapers. Or maybe, I don't know, the Three Amigos.
Bharara, who compared the arrangement to a Roman triumvirate, says the secretive meetings have a dampening effect on democracy. Minority party legislative leaders are not usually included in the private budget talks. Democratic Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins represents 25 senators. She won't be in the room.
I would like to see, obviously, an expansion. I think that the voices of the so-called minority are important as well.
She says Senate Democrats have provided key votes to pass marriage equality, gun control laws, and raising the minimum wage. Senate Independent Democratic leader Jeff Klein was briefly in the budget meetings when he co-led the Senate and there were four men in the room. He says people misunderstand the purpose of the meetings. Klein says the leaders are representing the interests of their members.
A leader that's worth their salt, which is a successful leader, listens to their members and builds consensus and negotiates a position.
Newly elected Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who will be admitted to the budget meetings for the first time this year, agrees that the leader's job in budget talks is to reflect what his party members want, in this case, over 100 Assembly Democrats.
I think the three men in the room is a little overstated. This conference has always given its leader the ability to go with the messages that the conference had given.
Hastie says he'll work out the Assembly Democrats' positions on all of the budget items in their closed-door party conference meetings. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.